Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, this is about the Chancellorship of Oxford University. Alas and alack, it will not be me. I can't believe it, but I didn't make it to the final five. There are 39 candidates, and there's online voting. They didn't send me a link to vote online. Maybe candidates are not allowed to vote. Anyhow, I was eliminated along with 33 others, and they don't tell you how many votes you got, what order you came in, just you're not in the final five. Well, surprise, surprise, how can we effectively campaign? And it's down to just five last candidates. I don't remember them being a two-round system before, because it's an office that was held for life up until now. Of course, one is allowed to retire, but that rarely happened. They usually died en poste, like the previous holder, Lord Jenkins of Hill Head. But the incumbent is Lord Chris Patten of Barnes, the superannuated Conservative politician, a cowardly conformist, last governor of Hong Kong, a total brown noser, who wrote the Patten report on the reform of the Royal Ulster Constabulary, one of the few things that I applaud him for. Anyhow, so the candidates are Elish Angelini, Dominic Grieve, William Hague, Peter Mandelson, and Jan Royal. Sorry, that should be Lord Hague. He was formerly leader of Her Majesty's Most Loyal Opposition, the Conservative Party, 1997 to 2001, and a disastrous leader he was too. Admittedly, he took over at a very difficult time, but opportunity knocks, and you're not willing to take over a difficult time, well, they just don't stand for it. But there he is, Foreign Secretary, a catastrophic Foreign Secretary, causes Libyan civil war, which is still raging on 13 years later. But he's a man who's completely conscienceless, a total liar, a shameless perjurer who will renege on any promise he ever makes. He's not as dishonest as he used to be. Speak to him, journalists question him. You can see his mind whirring. He will often deflect. He'll deal with it obliquely. He'll change the subject. He won't answer the question. He's just oligenous, just nauseating, the lowest of the low, an absolute scumbag, evil, evil bastard. And then coming on to, Lord Mandelson, gets along very well with Hague. Mandelson of the Labour Party, grandson of Herbert Morrison, the unofficial Deputy Prime Minister of the post-war Labour government. But Mandelson, he's just a slimy shit, just like Hague, just a shameless charlatan and liar as well. Someone who's very greedy and inquisitive, supposedly cares about the poor, a multimillionaire who never give an ob to the needy, who resigned twice in disgrace from the cabinet over his unethical behavior, having his Department of Trade and Industry investigate Jeffrey Robinson whilst being a debtor of his. And the conflict of interest was blatant. He said he'd insulated him from that. He had to go. Even Tony Blair's low ethical standards found that fell below what they considered permissible. And then he was put back into the cabinet only a year and a half later. The Northern Ireland secretary, a man who was openly nationalist in his prejudices. So he really undermined the confidence of the unionist majority in the good faith of Her Majesty's government. He resigned a year and a half later over trying to fast track a visa application for the Hinduja brothers in return for donations to the Millennium Dome. So he's an absolute scumbag. He's totally untrustworthy. Wow. And that's the person they want in charge. So he's another very evil, evil person, a sworn enemy of children, very dangerous, despicable. And a PC bigot. So who does that leave? Okay, so Elish Angelini, she's this Scots solicitor, quite distinguished, but you know, a typical leftist, and she's principal of St. Hugh's College at the moment, but she will just be more wokery. She is detestable too, maybe not completely dishonest. And Jan Royal, who is a socialist politician, Baroness Royal, I should say, who's not an Oxonian, don't need to be an Oxonian or British or anything, or even live in the United Kingdom. Likewise, Angelini is not an Oxonian either. The others are all Oxford graduates. Now, my choice would be Dominic Grieve, the best of a bad bunch, but he's unlikely to get it because he doesn't have the name recognition. He's pale, male, and stale, and straight. I mean, he's probably the only straight white male, because everyone says that William Hague is gay. Nothing wrong with that. Homosexuality is totally natural. It's totally honourable. But he was married to Fionn Hague for years and years and claimed that she had a miscarriage, why they can't have children. I mean, I've heard rumors in the Conservative Party that he and Fionn are very good friends. Why did she marry him if she knew he was homosexual? Which is not a, it's not a bad thing to be homosexual. He could come out, okay, he can stay in the closet if he wants. I don't mind. Now, Peter Mandelson, he was outed by Matthew Paris on Air in 1998. Why would a middle-aged person not come out? You got to remember, it's quite a different era in the 90s, and there was a lot more homophobia around. But yeah, he is gay. He's a long-term Brazilian partner. Okay, that's totally respectable. Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't mind if they were always gay, the chancellors, gay men, lesbian women, forever. This is just a neutral observation. There's never been an openly gay chancellor of Oxford University. Of course, it was illegal to 1967, homosexual acts between males. But Dominic Grieve, because he is more distinguished, not completely woke, a little bit independent-minded, someone who's got a tiny bit of courage, who was a Conservative MP elected in 1997, when he was 41. Or no, actually, he was still 40, actually. So son of a Conservative MP himself. He's a quarter French, Mr. Grieve, and he went to Lycée Charles de Gaulle in London before Magdalen College, Oxford. Same college, curious enough, as William Hague. They graduated just before Hague came up. And then he was a barrister, was a QC, KC, as he now is. So he was a member of parliament for Beaconsfield, but he was a principled Europhile campaign for Remain. He refused to campaign as a Conservative in 2019, because back then one could only be a Conservative if you agreed to take the United Kingdom out of the European Union on the basis of whatever deal was negotiated. He wouldn't do that. He stood as an independent in his old seat and lost, but he got several thousand votes. So he has some moral courage. He stood up for his beliefs, even though that terminated his political career. He had been a cabinet minister. He had been attorney general. I bumped into him on the tube years ago. So someone who's respectable, who's in politics for the right reasons. Yes, on the dull side, what else can I say? I'd rather have him than any of the other leftists, any of the other professional liars. Dominic Grieve, I don't think he's particularly dishonest. I mean, there was that promise of the Conservative Party in opposition under Cameron to hold a referendum on what was it, Treaty of Lisbon, if they came into office, and the Conservative Party won the election and frankly immediately ripped up that promise. And I can see Cameron explaining why they're going to break that promise, and the breaking promises wasn't completely acceptable. Remember Cameron said it's going to restore public confidence, public trust in politicians. I remember seeing Hague nodding along with him, how breaking these solemn promises was an acceptable thing to do. It's just nauseating. How do they get away with these lies? And I suppose Dominic Grieve was part of that collective ministerial responsibility. He's not as bad as all the others. He's the best of a bad bunch. So Grieve, I have some respect for. I bumped into him in Kingston just after the proclamation of Charles III as king. But because he's not as well known as the others, I think he's probably going to come last. Sadly, I think it might well be Lord Mandelson, because he's the best known. The two women aren't very well known outside Oxford University. I mean, people are currently there, because remember, there are 200,000 Oxford graduates in the world. People living in Japan or Botswana or Paraguay or anywhere can vote online. That's absolutely fine by me, but they might have heard of him. They wouldn't have heard of those two ladies. So he's a leftist. I cannot see a Conservative winning it this time. It's not on a party political basis, but as Lord Mandelson says, it's been mostly held by Conservatives. It's 7 out of the last 9 have been Conservative Party members. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.